My guest in studio, Brandy Younger, and later we'll be spending time chatting about the late Dorothy Ashby. Stay tuned. Let's see now. That goes there.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar. Thank you.
listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. And that was the great Alice Coltrane and her version of Blue Nile. And before that, we heard my guest, Brandy Younger. Hi, Brandy Younger.
Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, let's make sure everything is everything. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear?
You are indeed, okay. But you sound so low.
I'll sit a little closer.
Okay. Maybe you should try another one.
Okay.
How about this one? I know you've gotten all comfortable and everything, and I've like asked you to move around. Gosh.
That's okay.
And let me continue. I was listening to, Alice Coltrane, we were listening to Brandy Younger with her group. Let's see, is that the Brandy Younger Trio?
And that's right.
Okay. And their version of, now you call, I just said it's Blue Nile, but you say that it's Fun with Blue Nile. And why is that?
I call it Fun with Blue Nile because we didn't play it as is.
Uh-huh.
We fooled around with it.
Yeah, it sounds great, though.
Thank you.
It sounds like you were serious, you know, having serious fun with Blue Nile.
That was serious fun.
And on bass, we have Desron Douglas,
right,
on bass. You know, I made the mistake of calling him Desron. He's out there in the reception area. thank you. Thank you for coming in, Desron. And
called out.
Yes. So it's a call out to Desron. And we have a, hey, what's up, brother? He's got a thumbs up. And Curtis Torian.
Right.
On drums. Now, he was swinging. He was definitely a swinging drummer.
He's great.
And it was produced by Laura Kyle.
Yes.
Is that, am I pronouncing her name right?
Yeah.
Laura Kyle?
Kale.
Yeah. Kale. Laura Kale. And that would be the newly mothered Laura Kale.
That's right.
She's got twins.
Yeah, the wife of Jeff Tane White.
Exactly. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Congratulations, Laura, if you're listening.
Yay. Congratulations.
And Jeff. And so tell me about you, Brandy. Where did you come from? Well, where were you born?
I was Long Island. I'm from Long Island, as they say.
Okay.
I grew up in Hempstead. I went to college in Hartford, Connecticut, and then graduate school here at NYU.
Okay. And how did you wind up playing the harp?
My parents, they thought I needed an extracurricular activity, just something different than the normal. So there was a woman at one of my parents' jobs who played harp, so they used to bring me to her house.
Oh.
Just sort of as a mentorship type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the flute, and she played the harp, so we played some duets.
Oh, okay. Do you still play the flute? Okay.
No.
She shook her head no for
no,
those who
No way.
Okay.
You know, everyone, I played clarinet when I was in school.
Mm.
No, I was terrible. I thought I was good.
So you looked at your instructor and noticed, you know, you sort of liked what she was doing and you wanted to do the same thing?
Well, you know, at some point after playing duets with this woman, my parents asked if I wanted to take lessons. So I said, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
So you had private lessons since?
I studied privately because the school districts don't offer harp. So
right.
I took lessons.
But you were telling me about a place in New Jersey that offers harp.
There is the Cicely Tyson School of Performing Arts in East Orange, and the harp program there is run by harpist Robin Gordon Cartier.
Oh, okay.
And I've just received an artist residency there that I'll be starting this term. It'll be fun.
Excellent. In the spring?
For the spring.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Excellent. Great. So what does teaching harp entail for you? I mean, what is it you're going to focus on with your students?
Each student is very different.
Okay.
I teach at three different schools right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I teach at Adelphi University in Long Island.
Okay.
The University of Hartford, the Hart School Community Division, and the Greenwich House Music School right downtown off 7th Avenue.
Okay.
So
this East Orange thing is going to be a fourth thing.
It's going to be a fourth or fifth thing because I have my own private students.
Okay.
I am a harp teaching machine.
Oh, for
so
real?
My, At Cicely Tyson, my focus will be jazz with those students. Most of my students study classical.
Oh, I see. European classical.
Right. Yes, European classical.
Everybody has a classical.
Right. Well, jazz would be America's classical
exactly.
music.
Exactly. Cool. Excellent. So how did you decide to teach jazz in East Orange? I mean, did you come up with the curriculum or did they ask you?
They approached me about it.
Okay.
And I already have a curriculum. Okay. You know, I've been teaching for quite some time now.
Okay.
I guess I'm...
Just so everyone knows, she's 15.
I was about to say, that I'm younger, I'm older than I look.
She's older, younger, but she's a younger, younger.
I'm a younger, younger.
Yes.
I am young. I started teaching straight out of undergraduate school.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Hence the age.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
So tell me about... Now, you showed me something really exciting. I mean, it was mind-blowing when you came to the studio. You showed me a book of pictures.
Okay.
And they were pictures of...
I've got some classic photos of Dorothy Ashby.
Yeah.
These are photos that aren't on the internet anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a collector... in California who came across all of her storage. Mm-hmm. Everything, pictures, diaries, sheet music, recordings, you name it.
Amazing.
Yeah. it's interesting how these things kind of like come together. And
uh-huh.
I end up with some of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and now though there were photos of Dorothy Ashby, different settings.
Right.
And a couple of photos of her and her husband, John.
Yeah.
And they used to play in a trio together.
Yes, he was a drummer.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, he transitioned as well.
Right.
Not long ago.
I'm not sure why. Yeah. It had to have been a few years back.
Yeah. But they were beautiful pictures, very beautiful pictures. And I'm going to have to connect with that guy in California because I want a little something too.
I'll be sure to connect you.
Oh, thank you so much. So, how did you decide who was going to be in your trio? How did you meet?
Well, how did we meet? My bass player, Desiron Douglas, we met in college mm-hmm. back in 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. So, when you get a good bass player, he is the most supportive swinging, you know. So, 10 years of playing together, he knows he can predict my next move.
Wow.
So, I also work with, Desiron is so busy. I also use Corcoran Holt, who's another bass player in the city. So, between those two, I'm held down very well.
Now, who does, Corcoran?
Corcoran Holt.
Who does he play with?
When
he's not playing with you?
When he's not playing
yes.
with me. Who doesn't he play with? He's working. He plays with sometimes the Heath Brothers and Steve Turay.
Oh,
he's all over the place.
Oh, okay. And he plays with you.
And he plays with me, yes. And this here is Curtis Torian. He is a drummer that lives in Norwalk, Connecticut, who happens to be an elementary school teacher.
Mm.
He's like a gem.
Wow.
A gem.
An elementary school teacher.
Does
he teach drums?
I'm sure he will teach drums if he's a drum teacher in the Norwalk area, Curtis Torian.
But that's not what he teaches when he's teaching.
He's a music teacher.
Oh, okay.
General music.
Oh, okay. Great. So does that also include voice?
In the public school system, I don't think so.
I just thought I'd throw it out. You know, I haven't been in the public school system for a long time. And
I just finished elementary
school.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember. I think chorus is a whole separate ball game.
Yeah. So were you gigging before you came here tonight, when you were out of town?
I was teaching in Hartford.
Okay.
And I rolled in to New York, and I got blown into the studio because that wind outside is like, I thought I was going to end up in Oz.
No, it is no joke. Yeah, right? Did you see the cow and the house flying by?
Wow.
But, yeah, it's it's quite windy out there, folks, so good thing you're inside listening to Brandy and myself. Actually, I want to play something because you're... Well, there are a couple of things I want to play.
Because
but there's
I'm
one
talking
thing.
Too much?
Not at all, because we want you to talk. That's why you're here. Because we need to know who Brandy Younger is. And in the subject of letting people know about Brandy Younger, Brandy Younger recorded with Common. Brandy Younger was featured on Finding Forever. Common's, as far as I know, most recent recording. And let's listen to...
That was a fun record.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was that?
Derek Hodge wrote that.
Okay.
You know, the bass player.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Cool. And now, it started off with you in a string section.
It was a string quartet.
Right.
Bass, drums, and... What ended up happening was I overdubbed my part. Mm-hmm. So they ended up scrapping the string parts and writing a part around what I played. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
So let's check that out. It is the intro to Finding Forever.
The intro to Start the Show.
Yes. And we will go in to Start the Show. and then we'll go into something else that's really special after Start the Show. So you're listening to Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones, and I'm here with Brandy Younger, a younger harpist. And we're going to listen to a little bit of what she's been doing.
You was played as Bennigan's hot for a minute. Now you just still remember him. I've been a master since P was no limiting. Stick to saying, no gimmicking, no mimicking. Q infiniting down old blocks of Benedict. Yelling police like renting them. Pelican brief these dog who I be. Before the paper and the fame, new Rashid. Noble like Drew Ali. Many have come, but few have been chose to be a true MC. You sing along with it inside you, knowing it's whack. Young, who are you to open an act? Now let's start the show. Step out of the cold. We come from the cold. Let's go, it's a festival of hip-hop, we do it non-stop, pop your bottles, Chicago, do it, it's Chicago, chopping notes for my homies, the motto, and Ferragamo, shoes, giving dudes the motto, think fast, drive slow, survival is the throttle, your live show is hollow, should've kept it local, rapping over vocals, sound as soft as JoJo. With 12 monkeys on stage, it's hard to see who's the gorilla. You was better as a drug dealer. Feel the passion of this B-boy rationale. Half of it is what you say and half the style. Guess it's time for you to start cashing now. It's over, folks. Tell your guys to put the glasses down. Masses now versus such a youth like a Catholic priest. Performances keep you slacking.
Now let's start the show. Start the show. Step out for the cold. We coming for the cold. Let's
That's it. You're right, Brandy. What we just heard was Dorothy Ashby from Dorothy's Harp, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which was used in Commons.
Start the show.
Yes. And what do they say in the booklet?
Well, the album, the liner notes seem to say that it samples Dorothy Ashby's The Windmills of Your Mind.
Yes, it does.
But that's not right. It says Harp Dork over here. Common, Kanye,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
get it together.
That's it. You know, what we have in the background will be Windmills of Your Mind.
Right.
So, very different.
Very
song.
Different.
Very different song.
Come on, Kanye.
So, we were talking about something while we were off mic and I wanted to talk.
Are you talking about Wikipedia?
Yes. Yes.
I think I went on Wikipedia and corrected this. That it's not The Windmills of Your Mind, but it's By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
And it's a good thing you did, you know. And big up to Jimmy Webb.
Yeah.
And big up to my buddy Ian, too, because he's a Jimmy Webb junkie. You know, he has probably everything that man has ever written.
Wow.
You know, it was performed by Glenn Campbell. So. But, yeah. So, yeah, Common. You know, before you go out and, you know, and Kanye.
I know. Come on. Yeah. Get your samples straight.
That's right. You're going to tell people, you walk around like you know. Okay. You've been duly reprimanded. So, what's happening with you, Brandy, as far as performances and what have you? What's going on?
I'm keeping busy.
Okay.
I'm working. It's kind of, I've got my teaching and my performing parallel right now.
Yeah.
I've been doing trio work, the jazz trio work, and solo.
Oh.
I've been doing a lot of solo concerts as well.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, you know, pushing the teaching thing, you know, side by side.
So when are you going to be doing something in the area?
In the area. In
yeah.
the area.
This area.
This area, May 1st.
Oh, okay.
May 1st is going to be a chamber music concert.
Ooh.
That's going to be all classical French
wow.
music. And that's with the West Harlem Chamber series.
Oh. Is it going to be in Harlem?
It's going to be on 126th Street.
Huh.
Yes, it is.
Is there...
It's on my website.
Okay, which is...
www.brandyyounger.com.
And Brandy is spelled...
With two E's, BrandeeYounger.com.
There you go.
And then in June, we'll be doing a Jazz Vespers with my quartet.
Ah, nice.
At Bethany Baptist Church, very jazz-friendly
in
Baptist
Brooklyn?
Church. In Newark.
Oh,
in
that
Newark.
One. Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that one.
Is that an afternoon?
It's a Saturday evening.
Oh.
It's a 6 p.m.
Wow.
concert, and we'll do a symposium with the pianist Courtney Bryan.
Oh, yeah. Courtney Bryan is actually going to be performing during International Working Women's Day on March 8th. She's going to be here.
Courtney is one of my favorite piano players.
That is so great. See?
So we'll be doing a symposium that she's... She's leading
okay.
on spirituality and music. So I'll be doing a lot of Alice Coltrane.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Well, Brandy, Courtney, I just found out about Courtney. Latasha Diggs introduced me to her. There was a performance at Schaumburg. It was actually a tribute to James Baldwin.
Okay.
And she was one of the performers there, and she just blew me away. She did this series of... it was sort of a combination monk and... oh, my God. It's amazing.
She's incredible, and she
yeah.
has a soul in her playing
yeah.
that you don't hear too often now.
Yeah.
So I love Courtney.
And she does this sort of spiritual
right?
thing,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
She has, like, a spiritual music thing that's just like... It's like going to church.
Yep, that's what the symposium will be on.
Excellent.
The spirit
excellent.
Of music, though.
I think she calls it This Light of Mine or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
I think that may have been the name of one of her album.
Yes.
Her album.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was her project. Now, there was something I want to play here. I feel like Felix right now. I have this little bag of CDs. And there was something I was just... Oh, that's it. That's it. I know what it is now. there was a singer, Angel Eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Naya Bertino.
Yes, tell me about her. I looked her up and thought, interesting.
Joyce, I don't work with singers often.
Okay.
Because I get annoyed easily.
Uh-oh.
But the first time I worked with Naya, mm-hmm. I'll never forget it. I think I dropped the beat and played a series of wrong notes.
Mm.
And she was exactly on point.
Wow.
Usually the musician is carrying the singer, but we switched roles for a moment.
Excellent.
So that was, we really, really clicked. I'm actually playing with her on Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, Naya Bertino, and she's a jazz-trained singer, but known for a top 40 record she did with Wyclef Jean, Akon, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That was a surprise when I saw that. I was like,
I know.
Huh? Wyclef?
I know.
She has an well, let's listen to her. Let's just check her out. And that's Naya spelled with two I's.
N-I-I-A.
Yeah.
Fun fact, she changed that when she was 16.
Oh, did she?
From N-A-Y-A.
How interesting. Okay, and her last name is spelled B-E-R-O.
B-E-R-T-I-N-O, Bertino.
That's it. Okay, well, let's listen to Brandi Younger with Naya Bertino.
Try to think that love's not around. Stare, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't. Angel eyes that old devil sin, they grow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's spent with my angel eyes tonight. So drink up, know you people, order anything you see, have fun, you happy people, the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I've gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Got to find who's now number one and why my angel eyes.
Okay, well, we don't want to hear that conversation between them. That was Brandi Younger and Naya Bertino. No problem. Fortunately, you weren't using any expletives, so
no.
That's all good.
I forgot. I cut that off.
No, it's fine. But I do want, thank you for introducing me to Naya Bertino. Wyclef didn't do it, so I wasn't listening to his recording at the time. I'm sorry. But, so you were saying that you do a lot of work with hip-hop artists.
I do.
Yeah.
We were talking about the profanity.
Yeah.
I do work with a lot of producers. I'm on recordings with Drake and... Mm-hmm. Raheem Devon, lots of rappers that are current.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always post them mm-hmm. on my blog because I have students and school that I'm connected with.
Yes, and their choice language.
I know, but it's a big part of my thing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm all about making harp more relevant in today's music, so
yeah.
I really enjoy doing off-the-wall, non-traditional things.
Well, like Dorothy asked for you.
Right.
You know,
right.
Definitely. I mean, the things that she, you know, became, I mean, she eventually wound up, she was like mistress session lady.
Yeah, she moved yeah. to L.A.
Yeah.
and went hard in this.
Yes.
I can't remember his name, but he is did film scoring mm-hmm. in L.A., and he works at NYU now.
Oh, okay.
Very old, very old. And he told me that there was a recording.
Mm-hmm.
They had six harpists come in
mm.
and butcher the part.
Oh.
No one could get the part right. They called Dorothy, and she just nailed it.
She apparently was featured on the Valley of the Dolls.
Yes.
Soundtrack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's her.
Yeah. She does a version. She does the, what is it? Come Live With Me.
Yep.
On one of her recordings. We may listen to that later, but we have a couple of other songs. Actually, we have to work fast. There's a couple of songs I want to play. There is one that Ravi Coltrane did
right.
on, Blending Times. And, you know, there was one, you're featured on E.J. Strickland's recording In This Day, and Marcus Strickland's of Song, and I'm going to go with Ravi.
Okay. Okay.
Like, then I have to remember which one. Oh, yeah,
eight.
I know which one. Oh, thank you. No, it's 10.
Oh, last.
Yeah.
Last.
Yes. All right. And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. This is Sugar in My Bowl. I'm sitting here with Brandy Younger, a younger harpist who's making her way on the scene, has made her way on the scene. She's out here. She's busy. And between, you know, teaching in your school.
In your school.
Yes.
The school near you.
Right. And just being on the scene, you know, you will come across her. And you definitely have to check her out at Brandy, Brandee, Younger, YOUNGER.com.
That's right.
All right. So let's listen to Ravi Coltrane, and if you don't come back
thank you for having me in 10 minutes.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming in. And let's see. Let's go with a tribute to Alice Coltrane.
Right, written by Charlie Hayden.
Yes.
They recorded it in the 70s.
Yeah, oh, wow.
On his album of duets, Closeness, okay. Just bass and harp. So we re-recorded it.
And Charlie Hayden is on this recording.
This is Charlie Hayden in Capitol Studios.
With Ravi Coltrane.
That's right.
Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Now.
Okay. Thank you.
Save the date. On March 15th, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York invites you to an exclusive event. George Galloway goes to WBAI with a man that the New York Times called a gifted orator with a flair for the verbal showdown. He was brave enough to stand up to the U.S. Senate against the invasion of Iraq, and now is your chance to see him live with the progressive economist who predicted much the economic crash, Richard D. Wolff. Purchase your tickets now by visiting WBAI.org or by calling 1-800-838-3006. Premium tickets will include a reception with Galloway and Wolf after the lectures. WBAI listeners, mark your calendars. George Galloway goes to WBAI, Tuesday, March 15th, 7 p.m. at the New York Society for Ethical Culture.
Dorothy Ashby is not here.
Yeah.
And
we...
tell us about Dorothy Ashby, because I was just amazed to hear of this woman harpist.
Well, 1962, January, I had gone with Paul Winter, and we met with John Hammond, and we were at Basin Street East in New York, and we went there to hear Ella Fitz. And Ella Fitzgerald, she had some operation, and her voice was, she had laryngitis. But it was one of the best things I ever seen her do, because the notes that normally, no high notes that she would normally hit, she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see how evasive she could be in the professionalism in her that come out where she went to other notes.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew what to do. And it was a really a great concert to hear her in that sense. But in the meantime, I went around the corner to get a drink at this little bar, and they had the Michael Ruff duo, and that's the French horn and something. And then they had this cutie pie little lady on the harp with a bass and the drums. And I said, I've died and gone to heaven.
Oh, she played drums as well?
No, she had a drummer.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
a bass player, and she was playing harp instead of a piano, although she could play piano, too.
She could sing as well.
She could sing and play piano and harp, and she played for the Detroit Symphony.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, she was the harpist for the Detroit Symphony, but the jazz stuff that she did was part of her thing. You know, she How can I say, that was something, that was where her heart really was with the jazz, you know.
Right.
And so I was blown away with us looking at that.
Yeah.
And that was in 1962. 5 years later, now I'm the man at Cadet Records, and
right.
I'm in Detroit there to watch Marlena Shaw and
right.
and Frank Deron and work. And then I take my cousin's business, so we go to have dinner. And who do we see? Dorothy Ashby, the little cutie pie lady with a harp and a trio.
Yeah.
And I just sit down and enjoyed that, and I asked her, was she signed with any company? She said, no. I said, would you like to be signed to a Cadet Record? She said, yes.
Mm.
So that is.
Wow.
So the first album I did with her was the, I think, Afro Harping.
Oh, yes.
And a couple of the technical things I had to learn about. Harp. I studied harp.
Really?
Take some doing. I mean, I had to study how to write for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because you can't play chromatics on harp. You have to know how to write for them, because they have to have time to. Whenever they change a C to a C sharp, all of the C's on the thing goes to a C sharp.
Wow.
So you got to learn it. Sometimes if you want a D flat, and you have to make it a C sharp. You have to know your harmony and, you know, different. Notes on how they, you know, flats are sharp and stuff. You have to learn that real good. But anyway, we did Apple Harping, and what I found out on that, the problem was that we had the mics too close.
Ooh.
And sometimes you could hear the pedals changing.
I see. Right.
So by the time we did Dorothy's Harp, which was the second, we had that cool out, and we had more room sound with that.
Well, the Rubaiyat?
No, the Rubaiyat was the third one.
Yeah, the Rubaiyat was, that's the one that she just...
Well, by that time, we had it down.
Full blown. Yeah, everyone has got it down.
Yeah, she...
that's where you get to hear her sing.
Oh, yeah, myself when young.
Uh-huh.
And then I used Dorothy on my Soulful String album.
Yes, she did.
The one on the Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher her doing... Merry Christmas, baby. You sure look good to me. And I featured her on that, and I used her on a bunch of other stuff. The last thing being the Terry Collier. I believe that I used her and, let me see, Minnie Riperton.
Oh, What Color Is Love?
See, they,
is that the one?
Say what now?
What Color Is Love?
No, you mean Minnie Riperton?
No, Terry Collier. What Color Is Love?
No, it was...
Ooh.
What was that? What's the name of that album? I did one album with him, so whatever the name that
is. What Color Is Love?
No, it has to do with, it wasn't the name of it. I sent you a discography.
Yes, you
will
did.
See his name on there, but that was not, it was some, he had
Oh,
African,
I'm sorry, that's right, that was Stephanie's.
African Violet.
Yes.
Stuff like that on
Yes.
And so we used... Dorothy Ashby, and we use Minnie Riperton when she first went in there.
Oh, by the way, the Terry Collier is Fire on Ice.
Fire on Ice.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
That was an oxymoron album, a name, you know.
Right.
African violet, ain't you through dreaming yet? With all your roots so deep, how come you still asleep? Afro-American, I tell you like a friend. Try to remember, dear, we're only strangers here. My heart is in Zimbabwe because my friends are there. African violet, sometimes your eyes are wet. So many dreams you keep, oh, so many tears you weep.
Afro-American, I tell you once again, try to remember, my dear, we're only pilgrims here. Forever.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar My Bowl. We just finished listening to Brandy Younger. Thank you for stopping by, Brandy. And let's see, just to let you know what you were listening to Flora Purim, and she was doing a Milton Nascimento song, a fairy tale song with Dorothy Ashby playing in the background. And before that, we heard Afro Harping, the title cut from Afro Harping, which was released in 1969, I think it is. Yeah. And that was on Cadet Records, produced by Richard Evans, who we heard an exchange that I had with him in 2008. And on the line, we have Melvin Williams. Melvin Williams, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Melvin Williams is a historian, educator. I don't know how we actually first met, but you've just been around the music scene for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me a little something about you. I'm talking to you now because you apparently have some Dorothy Ashby knowledge. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I didn't know Dorothy personally.
I see.
But I knew of her, and I knew that she's, from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I know she went to Cass Tech.
Right.
And went to Wayne University.
Right.
And she was just a part of that. You know, she's in that age bracket, but she was a part of everything with all the people who came out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who were there, like Donald Byrd, Doug Watkins, Sonny Red, Roland Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
All of those people that were there. So she was a part of that circle.
Right.
And at that time, the Jones brothers were still living in Detroit. By the time she was coming up, Frank Foster, all those guys were in Detroit. Tommy Flanagan, Barry Harris.
She played with Frank Foster, right?
It was Frank West and Frank Foster both.
Right.
She did a lot of early recordings,
right,
with Frank West.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just part of that particular circle.
Mm-hmm.
They were there, and that was in Detroit. Was a hotbed, for musicians at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one, and I understand that her father was a musician.
Yes, yes, I understand.
So therefore, she grew up in it, and she understood the idiom at
right.
that point. So the instrument that she played, even though it was not necessarily an instrument that would be associated with the music, but it just became another voice.
Right.
Because she also played piano too.
And she also produced plays,
right?
That were very pro for the people.
That's right. Well, it was almost kind of I'd imagine, not by not knowing her personally, but knowing where she came out of and
mm-hmm.
how all that information and history was there for him. I'd imagine that she probably had, saw things like the Negro Heritage Ensemble
mm-hmm.
and the other things, and then tried to do all of her own things.
Right.
But, as things stand, when you want to do some creative things, it's one thing when you're doing it, and waiting on somebody to give you the resources to do it with, and then it's another thing when you want to do it yourself, and then a totally another thing to do it during the time that she was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of a black experience that where there was practically no resources at all to do those things with.
Right.
Especially on the level that she wanted to do it on.
Okay. Was there anything else you want to share with us with regard to Dorothy Ashby?
Well, I just think that she was just one of those special people. I mean, she did a lot of recording. She did all types of things. And then she moved into the kind of commercial market.
Right.
And I'd imagine the reason why she moved into that because the work was beginning to dry up in other areas, and
sure.
she probably decided that she still wanted to play as opposed to becoming an educator or do something else. So she started just trying to do all the practical things to do to keep her career.
Yeah. Well, she was teaching workshops, from what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
And she, when she went to California, she became a very busy session musician.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actually going to get ready to play several of those examples right now. But thank you very much, Melvin Williams, for availing yourself to share about Dorothy Ashby.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Melvin Williams. He's in Chicago, and he's had some words to share. And I'd like to thank Richard Evans, sort of in absentia. The recording that I conducted with him was in 2008, so it's I'm grateful that we talked about Dorothy Ashby at that time. So, like I said, here are some more examples of Dorothy Ashby's work. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl. Stay tuned.
pretend that from now on there is no yesterday. Paint a portrait of tomorrow with no colors from today. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wrap them around your knees. But there's a shadow that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend the pain is gone and go our merry way? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with the colors bright and gay. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow hiding in your heart sometimes that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend?
Now, that's not what I wanted to do. How dare me? Oh, my gosh. No. You know how that happened? I picked up the wrong CD. That's how it happened. It's supposed to be another CD. It wasn't in the place where, well, you know, you don't need to know all that, really. You just need to know what I meant to do. And I'm getting ready to do that right now. Let's correct this. Do this. Do what I plan to do. That's this.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines. Like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh. If it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for every one. Oh, 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 oh.
who will buy a glad story that a young man has to tell? Come into my house of glory, and I will treat you well. Who will buy a sad story that a widow has to tell? Come into my house of lonely, and I will treat you well.
birds to scorn are scattered and their mouths stopped with dust, and their mouths stopped with dust.
Listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and what we're listening to in the background is from Hip Harp. It is called Pawky, P-A-W-K-Y, written by Dorothy Ashby. It's Dorothy Ashby with Frank West, and let's see what we have here. We have, of course, Dorothy Ashby on harp, Herman Wright on bass, Frank West on flute to come, and Arthur Taylor on drums. Before that, there's Frank West right now. NEA Jazz Master Frank West right now. And before that, we heard Myself Win Young. Richard Evans had mentioned it during the exchange. It was from the Rubaiyat of Dorothy Ashby. It's on the Cadet label. Actually, it was reissued on the Dusty Groove America label, reissued in 2007, but it was originally released in 1970. Before that, we heard Imagination from Earth, Wind, and Fire's Spirit release. That is just, I love that recording. That was the last Earth, Wind, and Fire release that Charles Stepney produced. So, I love Imagination. And, so, before that, we heard... Oh, goodness, I think I'm leaving something out here. Yeah, we heard Stories by Bill Withers from Justments, apostrophe J-U-S-T-M-E-N-T-S. Bill Withers, Justments, we heard Stories. And before that, we heard If It's Magic from Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder. And it was released in 1976. Dorothy Ashby was on Stevie Wonder. As a matter of fact, the Bill Withers sandwich, or Stevie Wonder sandwich, that was, with the Bill Withers pieces of bread, was it occurred because Bill Withers referred Dorothy Ashby to Stevie Wonder, and she was used on this lovely recording of Songs in the Key of Life, If It's Magic. Before that, we heard Can We Pretend, also from Justments, and before that, we heard Minnie Riperton let me hurry up, because it's time to go. Yeah. And La Nueva Alternativa ought to be coming in here. I haven't seen them, but I'm looking for them. Where are you guys? Okay. We heard from Adventures in Paradise, which was released in 1975, Love and Its Glory, with Dorothy Ashby on harp and Dorothy Ashby's solo I am speaking over right now. Before that, we heard Flora Purim from Nothing Will Ever Be As It Was. Well, Nothing Will Be As It Was, actually. That's what it is. Nothing Will Be As It Was. And we heard from that fairy tale song, Milton Nascimento's fairy tale song. And this was... where did this come from? A Milestone recording. And... yeah, Patrice Rushen was on that as well. Mayerto Marrero, of course. Dugu Leon Chandler was on drums, of course. Al McKay from Earth, Wind, and Fire was on guitar. Anyway, before that, we heard Bobby Humphrey, Mestizo Eyes from Fancy Dancer. That was released in 1975.
produced by the Mizell brothers. Mizell brothers. Before that, we heard the title cut Afro Harping from Dorothy Ashby's Cadet Records release. Before that, we heard Terry Collier, African Violet. She is not credited on this, but according to Richard Evans, Dorothy Ashby's on here, so I thought I'd play a little bit of it. And as I mentioned before that, we did hear from Richard Evans, who I need to get recordings to. We recorded this in 2008, and I still haven't. I'm so bad with snail mail. And I will correct that. But you can reach me at sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl, at gmail.com. Sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl, at gmail.com, if you have any questions. And next, not next week, but the week after, Jane Cortez will be our guest. Stay tuned. Where are these La Nueva Alternativa guys? Come on. This is WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
Hello, bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.